That's Whitney Houston singing the Star Spangled Banner. It's nice, but do you need 1,355 copies of it? How about 413 copies of Greatest Hits of 1971? Well, that's what libraries and schools in Washington State got this week, along with many other choice titles. The boxes of CDs were a windfall from a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against the music industry for price fixing. Five record companies and distributors agreed to compensate consumers with cash and free CDs. But some of the donated music is striking a sour note. And so the King County Library System in Washington has decided to sell its CDs. Bruce Schauer manages the library's collections and says they're not keeping a single one.
We're not going to keep them. We wanted to be the first on the market because we figured that other libraries would possibly be trying to sell these as well.
What did you get?
Well, we got 7,700 CDs in 308 boxes on June 9th.
Wow.
We found things like 338 copies of The Monks of Silos, Mysteries of Silos, which is a Gregorian chant, the Benedictine Monks of Silos. 204 copies of Everclear, Good Time for a Bad Attitude. And then odd things like 49 copies of Martha Stewart's Living, Spooky, Scary Sounds of Halloween. The overwhelming majority of this are not things that our patrons would have wanted.
You manage the collection there at the King County Library System. When you order CDs for your library system, how many copies do you usually order?
I would say, 4 to 10 for most. For very popular, it's based on demand. A high end, probably 25 to 40 copies.
So when you get thousands of copies of some CDs, what was your reaction?
Our reaction was that, this was perhaps a mistake or that someone was trying to take advantage of us. Because, our expectation or hope was that, first of all, we would get cash. That would be useful to us.
Presumably to buy CDs.
To buy music with and to meet demand. These are also a lot of more dated. A lot of more volume twos without volume ones.
Some librarians have said the CDs that they received were notched, a little notch is cut out of the casing. Did you find any of those?
Yes, we found quite a few. Made us think that these were rejects or seconds.
Or overstocks, perhaps.
Yeah, overstocks.
What is the value estimated by the music distributors and record companies that you're being compensated by being given these CDs?
Around $101,000, we figure, would be their estimated street value.
And how much do you think you'll get selling them?
Oh, we'll be lucky probably if we get a third of that.
How many CDs can you buy do you think you'll turn this into, real CDs that will end up in your collection?
Well, let's get a calculator real quick. If I get what I think we'll get, which I think may be too high. Let's call it 25,000, which may be too high, too. Let's say that we could buy maybe around 1,500 CDs.
And how many did you get in this box?
7,000? 7,700.
So while there is an amusing element to this, it sounds like you feel a little gypped.
Yes, that would be a good word for it.
Bruce Schauer is the Associate Director of Collection Management for the King County Library System in Washington State. Thank you so much.
Thanks.